You're listening to Safety FM Min.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Safety Focus Moment. They're consultants that want to help you get the safety culture you've been looking for. For more information, go to safetyfocusmoment.com.
Well, hello and welcome to another edition of Safety FM Mini, but I probably should put a kibosh on that right away as I start this, because this is going to be a mini, but not so much a mini, and it's really going to be a conversation, but a very, very, very short conversation. So let's make sure that I am very clear here as we are going through this. So anyways, I had the opportunity of sitting down with Christian while we're at the Global Safety Innovation Summit at Wollongong in Australia. So I want you to sit back for a moment. If you listen to the podcast that we just had a few days ago with Todd Conklin, his presentation, and then we kind of went through it. Christian is the first guy to come in and bring us the lovely Tim Tams. If you didn't hear the previous episode, it might be important before we get into this. So there you go. That's what a Safety FM Mini is going to be today. Sit back and enjoy this, my conversation with Christian, here on Safety FM Mini, on this Friday edition.
Christian, we're here. You are officially the first guy to bring the Tim Tams.
Todd gave the opening, and I thought, well, you know, if he likes them so much, let's go out and get some during the break.
So let's talk. Tell me a little bit. How'd you get here? Now, of course, don't tell me an airplane or a car, but what brought you in? I mean, of course, it being the first global conference that they're having here at the Kong, how did you decide to come?
Look, I've been on a journey. I've been fortunate enough to meet some really good people. I'm based in Brisbane, and a shout out to the Safety Differently Book Club there. There's a bunch of good people there. And this was an introduction to coming down to the conference at the Gong. And I thought that I'm not going to come to the whole 3 days. For me, it was strategic to pick a day. Day one, keynote speaker, what could go wrong?
So as you decided to do this, how did the journey start for you? I mean, you decided to come into it. So how did you hear about the Safety Differently Book Club? Was that the first part of the journey, or how did it come about?
That definitely wasn't the first part of the journey, but it's helped me understand a lot more. For me, it was just talking to some people that made sense. And I think that extends out to how we would approach safety out on the work front. Go and engage, go and get the context, go and see what makes sense to the people at the time. And this is all part of that journey of trying to understand context better and trying to make, you know, the capacity greater and systems safer.
So as you look at this and you come to this, and it's the first event that they've done, have you been to any of the other events that they've put, that other people have put on?
No, look, for me, the actual last conference that I went to was about 18 months ago. And that was more of your traditional Institute of Health and Safety type event. And this for me was just a chance to at least get away from looking at the same conversations and to see what questions were being asked. I really enjoyed the legal panel as well, and what they had to say with regards to our responsibilities and what the law is looking for. I was really interested to find out what empirical data there was to back. Is there the data that supports harsh punishments are effective? I'm really interested in that.
A lot of people were interested in that panel in regards of the information they were going to bring forward. I mean, I will tell you, I've been to a couple of these sessions, but I have not seen one that was so detailed in regards to having the lawyers like that. So when you're looking so far, I mean, what have we seen? We've seen Diane, we've seen Todd, we've seen the lawyers. Of course, we've seen Proven go through some of his information. As you're looking at this, there's a lot of info in such a short period of time. We're barely at lunch. What are you thinking of the summit? If they did it again, would you come back?
No, look, I took a bunch of notes, and it's more about the application now. What can I take out of those notes and go and apply? But would definitely come back again, not only for the information that's been given across to get you to think, but just the jokes.
Todd's going to like that one. I'm going to tell you in particular in that regard. And by the way, of course, we are not doing the video podcast as we do from time to time, but I love the shirt, the Be Safe on there. It is fantastic. Did you get it made, or was it?
No, look, I work for ProTech. We're a labor hire provider, and essentially based in Australia, we're national. We're looking to be the number one provider, workforce solutions provider. But look, this is the first organization that not just says we care about people, but people are our assets. That's the actual truth, but we do give a crap about them. And that was a bit of a shout out to Todd. I know he likes that word. But no, we really do care about our people, and being safe for us is, again, more of a journey. Looking at what are the practical things we can do to be safe?
That's great. I mean, I've never heard of a work for hire that actually does it in that particular format. And I love the shirt because that's exactly how Todd ends every one of his shows, with Be Safe. So I think it's fantastic. Christian, I appreciate you coming on.
Jay, it's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.